thinking big thoughts.
Oh, man.
So you don't have to.
Merry Christmas.
Here's John Williams.
Hi, it's John. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Something was just delivered to me, and I'm kind of tickled to see it. We're here weekdays 1 to 3. Saturdays 10 a.m. until 12 noon. I sure appreciate you tuning into the show. We will keep you informed as cool as you can, as wise as you can, as distracted as you can be. We will do all of that for you between now and 3. Ro will pick up the ball after 3 o'clock, and we're on from 10 to noon on Saturdays. And we have a fun little show over there. So whatever your weekend plans are, please keep WGN Radio with you. We made a mashup of summer songs. Here's what we're doing. I've got 11 songs here this time. Last time we did 10. I thought we'd take calls all hour long. The second lady said, oh, I can do that. And she named every single song and every single artist. So get your number two pencil ready. Don't call yet, but I'll just let you get a taste of what we have for you here. This is 11 songs that sing about summer. Like a heat wave, the heat is on. Hot town, summer in the city. Hot to find in the summertime. Man selling ice cream. Summer breeze. Sun, 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 here we go. The sun beaming down between the leaves. My fickle friend. In the summertime when the weather is hot. Lapka, dance. All around me, feeling hot, hot, hot. She's dancing.
Not a very good dancer.
If you're watching us, I'm doing the blender.
I looked like a sim on a computer game. Like,
and I'm including this last one. Hot, hot, hot. Tell me who's singing it. Last time we said just tell us the artist, but I think I'm going to ask for the song title and the artist. Oh, right. So I'll turn it down, cue it back up. We'll play it one more time here. Won't play it as long, but you got your number two pencil ready? Bertrand, are you any good at this game? I don't know if you're any good at guessing music titles, but I've got another mashup of songs for summer, for a real hot summer in the city. I want you to tell me, first of all, what's a number two pencil? But anyway, get something to write with, and then write it on a thing that's paper, and be ready to document the 11 song titles and artists. Like me, way, the heat is on. Hot town, summer in the city. Hot to find in the summertime. Man selling ice cream. Summer breeze. Okay, that's 11. I'll bet you could do them all. The problem is you can't write as fast as you know them.
Right, they jog your mind and then they're gone. I think number 7 was an interesting one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Can you tell me what the words were you heard in the song that jogged your memory?
No, but is there an animal in the title?
No.
Oh, maybe it's not what I'm thinking then.
Not to my knowledge. All right, one last time. We won't play the long extended dance version at the end, but all right, ready now, ready to write. I want the artist and the title. 3, 2, 1, go. Like me, way, the heat is on. Hot town, summer in the city. Hot to find in the summertime. Man selling ice cream. Summer breeze. I have a warm spot for all of those songs, and I want to go back and listen to all of them at length now. A man selling ice cream just makes me go, oh, oh, I want, and that's such a nice scene. It's such a nice song. It's such a wonderful group. Who was that? What's the title of the song? They aren't hard. They're just fast. So just write them down, and we'll take calls on this after 1:35. So stick around until at least 1:35. And if you can give us all 11 songs, We'll give you everything on the prize list. The first person to give us all 11 songs after the 1:35 edition of WGN Radio News. Did you guys find Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini? You weren't able to find him? You know, Steve, yesterday we were talking about that Whiskey Acres.
Yeah.
Whiskey Acres is a distillery.
They didn't send him whiskey, did they?
They sent me whiskey, and they sent me two bottles.
They sent us whiskey?
Funny how that happened.
I saw Manfredini this morning. He was here. He's not coming back for a long time.
Ever, maybe. Right. Oh, what a shame to just let a good bottle of whiskey waste away.
You don't want it to age.
They had a statewide competition. There are many distillers in Illinois now with us having corn and all. And so Whiskey Acres of DeKalb, whiskeyacres.org, whiskeyacres.org. They're just off of Peace Road as you head out to DeKalb off of 88. They won best whiskey distiller in the state. They're rye. Now, I don't know if he sent us the winning bottle, but they did say, and Lou and I, the reason Lou and I, I think, are close to this story is because, particularly on Saturdays, you listen to Lou, we like to champion the local guy. Steve, I just got some pins from Big League Pins, the people that make our Bright Side of Life pins. And remember, for Pride, they had Chicago flag Pride pins. So they are the stripes and stars are the blue and white with the red stars that look like a Chicago flag, but then the other half of the flag is the rainbow. It's a really pretty Pride Chicago pin. You can get them at bigleaguepins.com or just Google Big League Pins and you'll be able to find them and order them. But they're really, really fun. I mean, they just have a whole host of things. If you're a White Sox fan or a Bears fan or a Cubs fan, whatever, they've got pins for you there. So that's a local business. A couple of folks just doing a really good job. Whiskey Acres, similarly, is just a guy who said, you know what, I want to give it a try. We're going to grow the products themselves, the corn, the wheat, the rye, the barley, whatever it is that goes into their whiskey and their gin and their vodka and their bourbon or whatever they make. And he said, you know, we have these barrels, these aged barrels that we've been, I don't know, they're charred and they put the whiskey in there and it stays there for years. And then eventually they get rid of the barrels. But he said the chips from those barrels are really good to smoke meat or cocktails with. He sent me a great big bag of this stuff. And he about get drunk just smelling these chips. They smell delicious. So thank you, Whiskey Acres. And good luck to you. Because that's a nice little field trip for you and your friends. They have a nice tasting room out there. My wife's 60th birthday party class reunion is coming up this weekend. So I started doing sit-ups yesterday so that I'll be in my best possible shape for that thing. My class has never had class reunions or hasn't had them in so long. But Brenda's class is getting together, and I'm going to go along. But I was talking to Kim Gordon about this, and she says, you know, some spouses don't like their spouses to come with them to class reunions, unless you all went to the same school. And I said, it's funny you mention that, because I was talking to somebody recently about this, and he said that his wife doesn't like him coming to her class reunion.
Cramping her style?
Yeah. She wants to just go and have fun. And if she sees him standing over there at the bar with half a solo cup of beer, well... Right?
That seems like the biggest insult to your life partner.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have fun. You stay here.
I'm going to go visit my old boyfriends.
I think that's the only charge against it, right? I mean, if you're worried that your wife is going to get back together with her old flame or your husband's going to do the same, you got more issues than a class reunion to deal with. But I guess there's that. I mean, that's about it, right? But I don't know what you all have done on this. My number is 312-981-7200. But what's the wisdom of the masses here on inviting your husband or wife to your class reunion?
I bet it varies by age. I bet there's a period of time in the middle where you want to show off your spouse. And then after so many years, maybe 25 or 20 or something, you're done showing off your spouse. Now you just want to let loose and have fun.
And maybe your spouse isn't so show-offable anymore either. It's like, Harry. I thought you were going to say, because by now the guys, they don't have hair and they don't care.
You mean, so Brenda said, wait, you just started doing push-ups now?
I did. I literally did some sit-ups this week. And then the next morning, I looked the same. I was so disappointed. That would really get people to do exercise more if when you did the next day, you could tell. Like, you go for a jog, you eat right for a week. Nothing! It's like, well, what the hell? Come on. But I digress. So do you or do you not take your spouse to your class reunion? And what has, how's that gone for y'all? You know, what may happen is maybe your spouse is going to find somebody that's interesting to him. I actually thought about this, too, because when you come back and you meet friends years later, you know, maybe people aren't the way you remember them. You know, the popular, nice, friendly kid isn't so popular, nice, or friendly anymore. Maybe somebody you used to judge roughly is now actually very pleasant, right? And you see your significant other interacting with people that maybe you didn't used to like so much, and they seem to be getting along swell. I don't know if any, because I'll tell you this, I think that whoever you are and whatever you were in high school stays with you for the rest of your life. You really do think about that and feel that. And you can grow past it, and you can tell your 16-year-olds, you know, this will pass. But in the back of your mind, you're doing sit-ups before the class reunion. This is Marty. Marty, you're on WGN.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
What's up?
I have my identical twin sister and I are on our way to our high school reunion tonight and a grade school reunion tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds like fun, right?
St. Francis in Wheaton.
Are you ladies married, and are you bringing your husbands?
You know what? We're not. We're getting a hotel for two nights.
In fact, there's you hitting the gas as you leave them in the dust. So,
yeah, exactly.
So the two of you are going to party together, you and your sister, but why aren't you bringing the guys?
You know what? It's interesting. Both of us ended up marrying older guys, and they're just like, yeah, we're not going. So they don't care. But I think other people are bringing their spouses to this one.
That's funny. I wonder how often that happens. You know, the behavior of twins tends to mirror itself.
We call each other probably three times a day at least. And our husbands just are like, yeah, okay, it's just a part of who they are.
Absolutely. And that's cool. But I mean, it's funny how that goes, right? Because I could see the two of you dressing or laughing alike or liking the same TV shows, but actually marrying
Absolutely.
Older men, too. That's quite an extension of the personality.
Yeah, they're both actually 15 years older than each of us.
That's funny. All right, that's your sister. You got to go talk to her.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call and the heads up on that. Paula, you're on WGN Radio. What did you want to say?
Hi. Thank you. Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener and admirer. I want to make a comment. I took my husband to my 50th high school reunion a couple years ago. The nicest comment and thing that happened was somebody whispered to me and he heard, "You are as pretty as ever."
You are. So wasn't it nice that he heard that, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was very proud. Very
and then
proud.
And then you kind of look at him like, you know, hello, I'm right here. I'm here every day.
That's right, for 55 years. 55 years, right.
Well done.
Yes, I'm very proud. Now I'm off to see Green Book and then to leave Jewish Sabbath services.
Well, you've got a full weekend. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much, and you too. And thank you, and blessings to you and your family. Thank you for all the joy and inspiration you bring to the ear.
Well, that just made my day. You're my bright side now.
Good.
Thank you, Paula. And we'll do the bright side where you call in, tell us some good news in your world, why you're smiling. We'll do that after 2:30. We'll start with some fun things to do over the weekend. It's a segment we call Fun Things to Do Over the Weekend. And then after that, we'll do the bright side where you'll call in, tell us some good news in your world while you're smiling. And you'll get one of those big league pins, too, from our friends at the Joint Relief Institute that have a nice sunshine on them. And it says bright side. What's your bright side at 2:40? Hey, have you been trying to let's do the music bump before we go to break. So this is the mashup of songs about the summer Get your pencil ready. Lafco, are you even trying on this? Are these songs familiar to you, or are you too young
for
this?
Well, right now I've noticed, and maybe it's just because my brain's off today, these are a big collection of songs where it's like, I know this. Why can't I think of what it's called or who sings it?
Yeah, but it's also not fair because if you made the list, I'd do the same thing. I'm older than you, so these songs are more in my wheelhouse than yours. Bertrand ought to be able to do really well at this because he's a lot older. So let's play the songs. And after 1:30, if you can name them all, you win everything on our prize list. Okay, I'll feature these one more time before the news at 2:30. It's 1:23. Before the news at 1:30, I'll feature them one more time. And then after the 1:30 WGN Radio News with Steve Bertrand, we'll give you a chance to cash in on your knowledge. Wisdom from your class reunion. I'm welcome to it. 312-981-7200. Reunions, separate to high school. We met in college, so we go to both class reunions. He would be bored to death at my high school or grade school reunion. Yeah, that's the thing. I guess, you know, you want to be there and support your spouse, but if you're going to be bored and they're going to be paying attention to the fact that you're not having fun, then maybe you don't go. John, I've taken my husband to my class reunion in Pennsylvania. I've never done that because he'd be so bored. I would rather visit with my friends than worry about him. He agrees. And also, he does not go to his, which are local. Maybe I'll take him to the 50th in a few years. Yeah, thanks for that. This is Elise, or is it Elsie? Elise, this is John. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. I agree with the ones that have written in that it's pretty boring to be the spouse that doesn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And then also, you're just worried about your spouse having fun. I love my husband. We get along great, and I'm super proud of him. But after I show him off or whatever, then...
Now what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Then you have to, instead of, you know, going to see somebody and going, oh, I love, you know, it's been so long, and trying to catch up, then your spouse is sitting there like, I don't even know who this is. So...
Maybe just, you know, you just walk. They should do a thing like show ponies where you just walk them in and everybody takes a look. And then you go, okay, now all of the people who weren't in the class can now go to the Holiday Inn. You all go to the bar. We'll see you later. You don't know each other anyway. And the rest of us will have fun and dance.
Exactly. And plus, some of them are very expensive for the reunions, too. So then you're paying $100, $150 for your spouse to be bored all night and then... You have to babysit. So.
Yeah, we can do that at home. Yeah, and then somebody to watch
exactly.
The kids, too. Interesting point.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. I'm looking at some things that have been canceled. NASCAR's Brickyard 400 has been moved. It's normally held the last weekend in July, but it's been moved to the first weekend in September, July. So they're going to skip all of August and not run it until September for 2018 and 2019, it says here. Well, so I guess it would be this year then that they've also just moved it because of this kind of ongoing weather. But they had a triathlon in New York City that they've canceled because they said it's just not safe for people to do a triathlon in this kind of heat in New York. The Chicago Tribune has a story that says from Minneapolis to Oklahoma City and then from New York to central Nebraska, roughly one-fourth of the mainland United States has been issued some variety of heat-related warning. This is interesting. The last time temperatures reached triple digits at the Weather Service's official O'Hare Airport station was July 6, 2012. We haven't had a 100-degree reading for 7 years. But that day, temperatures rose to 103, and it was the third 100-degree day in a row, the longest consecutive streak on record.
The National Weather Service today says that they put out a statement saying the humidity today, I think is around 80%, is about as humid as it could possibly get in this part of the country.
I saw a national weathercaster, and he says, I have never seen something like this. And he wasn't talking about the temperature. He was talking about the humidity in conjunction with the temperature. Yeah, that's a thing. Did you notice it last night? I mean, you know, you and I can do 80, 90, 100 degrees during the day, and you sort of expect it. And then it cools off. But the weird thing was last night, it was still 90 degrees. We were in Joliet. We were coming back up, and it was late. It was like, oh, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock. And it was still 90 or 91 degrees outside. I just happened to notice because we went outside. We were inside. We go outside in Joliet. Like, oh, man, got in my car. It's 91 degrees. 91 degrees at like 9 o'clock in the evening. And the last time it was 100 degrees was 2012. The summer of 2012, memorable for widespread drought, was ranked as the third hottest summer on record, though temperatures were only 4 degrees above normal. I think this is a very interesting point that's sort of buried in this Chicago Tribune story by Tony Briscoe. It's a good story. But when they say, well, with climate change, the weather's only going to go up a degree or two, and you don't panic. But as hot as it is now, or was on the hottest summer in record, temperatures were only 4 degrees above normal. 4 degrees above normal. So you say 88, I can live with 92. 76, I can live with 80. But when you put just 4 degrees on the average, you get a month like we're having now, or you get like they had in 2012, the hottest summer on record. This July is also hovering 4 degrees above normal. This kind of summertime heat is expected to be commonplace by mid-century under the most optimistic scenarios in which world leaders drastically slash heat-trapping greenhouse gas emissions. So if we do everything we can globally, it's going to be like this. If we don't, it's going to be worse. The headline in the story in the Tribune is, Friday could be the hottest day of the year in Chicago, and the future it could just be Friday. Couple more sentences. O'Hare records about 14 days each year in which the temperatures are 90 degrees or above. I would have guessed we were at 30 or 20. I don't know. That just doesn't seem like that many to me. Here in hot, humid Chicago in the summer, on average, we get 14 days a year, 90 or better. That's all. By mid-century, we'll have about 40 of these days a year. So hang in there. In fact, let's just do our music medley. Do you think we're going to get all 10 of them or 11? We have 11 here. The number's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I want the artist and the title. Write them down. Call me if you've got them all or as many as you think you've got. We said we'd give a prize, all of our prizes to whoever has the most. How many of these artists and titles can you name? It's a very fun video to watch. Of course, you got to tell me who it is. We will before 2. 312-981-7200. How many of these can you get? Meanwhile, Byron, you're on WGN. This is John. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling in to say, you know, with all the... the ideas about the weather here and stuff. This is the weather. I was in the Army, but I didn't go to Vietnam. I was diverted. For the soldiers that went to Vietnam, this is what they carried, 40, 50, 60 pounds in.
Yeah.
In the jungle, yeah. In this weather, while being shot at.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that. A buddy of mine is a Vietnam veteran and is going to be one of the first Vietnam vets to do the honor flight. They're finally including Vietnam vets. A buddy of mine's going to go the first week of August, and he's thrilled about it. I am for him and for everybody who served in Vietnam and deserves a turn. And
hopefully they have air conditioning on the plane.
I'm telling you. Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, and he'll tell you about the any vet, I guess, could that was in the infantry. Can tell you about 60 pounds on your back, everything you need to survive and kill the enemy, and it's like this every day. We have a winner. What does that mean? Hey, Art, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you, Art?
Hi, I'm very well, John. How are you?
How many of them did you get?
I think all of them.
You got them all?
Sure did.
Ashley says you got them all. So go ahead and read me your list, and then I'll play it. Get your number two pencils out and check and see how well you did at home. All right, what was the first one?
Okay, the first one is Heat Wave, the Linda Ronstadt version.
Keep going.
Heat Is On, Glenn Frey.
Heat Is On. What's next?
Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot Town, Summer in the City. Keep going.
Hot Fun in the Summertime, Sly and the Family Stone.
What a fun song. What a great summer song.
Saturday in the Park, Chicago.
That's the one that just made me go, oh, I want to be there. I love those guys. That was so. That was such a great album. That's a great...
It really was.
Then?
The Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts.
Then?
The Beatles with Here Comes the Sun.
Followed by?
Oh, you got tricky here. This is the Friends of Distinction version of Grazing in the Grass.
Or as Steve Bertrand likes to call it. Hey, Steve, what's the title of that song?
Yeah, I'm not going to revisit that on
Steve
the air.
Steve said, did you have an animal in one of the titles? And I said, no. He came in and goes, "What? That's Snake in the Grass.
I thought there was a snake in the title.
You thought that Grazing in the Grass was Snaking in the Grass.
Are you going to, is this belittling now? Are you bullying me?
No, I'm just trying to clarify the record. So yeah. Snake in the Grass.
I thought it was also done by, who does it?
Hugh Masekela does the other version.
But this is the version we're playing, the one that I know anyway, is Friends,
the vocal.
Friends of Distinction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, followed by?
Then the chairman, Frank Sinatra.
My fickle friend, the summer wind.
He is in the summer wind, yeah. And then this is a hard one for the artist. In the Summertime is Mungo Jerry.
In the summertime when...
And then Hot, 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 Buster Poindexter. Like a heat wave, the heat is on. Hot town, summer in the city. Hot fun in the summertime. Man selling ice cream. Summer breeze.
Sun, 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 here we go. The sun beaming down between the leaves. My fickle friend. In the summertime when the weather is hot. Are you one of those people that does these things really well, Art? You can hear a song on the radio and know it within two beats?
Yeah, kind of. I hate to say that. I'm the guy on the trivia team that's the music guy that everybody looks at funny.
I was talking to my family last night when we were driving back to Joliet, and I said, I think WGN Radio should make a trivia team and take on contenders. And
ooh, I like that.
Because we have some people who are very smart, obviously, about some things, and some of them are smart about a lot of things. Like we're talking about Bill Leff and what just an amazing store of knowledge Bill quietly seems to have. And then we got some sports guys. And, you know, I just think collectively, so my ideas, we'll go to Malnati's or someplace. Tell me if you would show up for this. And we'll have our all-star team, right? So we'll get maybe Elif or Griffin. They're good on music. Ashley, do you have a specialty that you'd want to relate to? But we'll come up with a team of five or six of us, and then we'll take on all comers. And it has to be general, so we're not going to do Game of Thrones trivia, but we'll just do general stuff. And you would slay on the musical component for your team, huh, Art?
Yeah, but then I need help on others. I'm not the movie guy or the TV guy. I've got other people for that.
I think that would be fun.
You can't bring Thomas Jefferson, though. That'd be cheating.
He's the smartest man ever. We'll bring TJ along. Here's what I'm going to give you. Lou Malnati's gift certificate, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can order online, loumalnati's.com. The desktop indoor weather station from our friends at American Weather Makers, heating, cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. This will tell you how awful it is outside. I'm also going to give you convention passes to the Blackhawks convention. It's the 12th annual. That thing sells out. I don't know if you can still get tickets, but try Blackhawks.com to purchase your passes. Go to that or give those tickets to some friends and make good friends with those, my friend.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now you're cutting out. Hold on before you go. We want to get your information, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for listening, Art. Stay right there. Talk to Ashley off the air. Steve, don't you think we could make a pretty good trivia team, the WGN Radio Trivia All-Stars?
Sure, yeah, I would love that.
What would you say is a special category? What would you be good at?
History?
Yeah, for sure.
Government, yeah.
Yeah. Or travel, maybe.
Travel?
Yeah, you know, use European capitals for 200. You would know that stuff.
Indistinguishable flavors? Is that a category?
Category that doesn't usually come up.
No, I could do it.
I don't even know what you just said.
Me either.
So I don't know what mine would be. I tend to be a generalist, and I'm one of those guys that after somebody gets the right answer, I go, yep, that's it.
Right. No,
is kind of like I know, but I just can't tell you.
Because you're stuttering all the way through.
Yeah,
that's it. I know that.
And then I have a very good and dear friend who is really good at trivia nights, but never seems to have the courage to steer the group in the right direction, right? So the answer will be X. And this person knows X. But everybody else, all the smart people, all the A-types, are going, no, it's Y. It's Z. It's Z. And this person is quietly going, no, it's pretty sure it's X. And then afterwards, they go, yeah, it was X. I go, well, you should have told everybody. Well, I wasn't sure. Just say it's X. So if we did that, I don't want to do, like, The Office trivia. I don't want to do a specific TV show trivia.
It's got to be general, right?
It really does have to be general. And I think I get to write the questions as well.
That will give us an advantage.
I really like our chances. By the way,
although I'm not sure that really will help
here's
us.
Here's the tragedy of it all. I'll be going, oh, yeah, I wrote that one.
That's a good question.
Oh, man, what is that? We get half of them right. So stay tuned for details on that. If you think that'd be fun, you can call me or text me at 312-981-7200. But I want to, the problem, too, is, though, I don't know that we can get Bill Leff out, right? We want Bill Leff. We want Steve Bertrand won't come down for this.
Actually, if we have Bill, we're kind of redundant.
You and Bill?
No, you and me. Because Bill knows everything.
Bill does.
Especially when it comes to
TV. Well, you know what made me think about this? The Buddy Ebsen thing he did the other day. Remember you guys were talking about that, you, Bill,
mm-hmm,
and Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
And he remembered that Buddy Ebsen was a song and dance man from Beverly Hillbillies. And I'm like, Bill, how do you know this stuff? He's just so fluid with it, too.
Do you remember when it first died, September?
Kennedy Center Honors.
Love was changing my
mind. In December, they just announced will include the fourth group they've ever honored at the Kennedy Center, Earth, Wind and Fire. Other groups they've so honored, groups, let me see if I can remember, The Who, Led Zeppelin, and what was the fourth one? The Who, Led Zeppelin, and The Eagles, along with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that's a fun album to listen to, too. Hey, Don, you're on WGN Radio. What do you know, Don?
Hello, King John.
What's going on?
Well, you were talking about wanting to have a WGN trivia team. I am the master of ceremonies for the trivia night at Assumption Catholic Church in Coal City, Illinois, on the Saturday before Thanksgiving in November. And if you would like to bring Team WGN down to Coal City for our trivia night,
right,
I'll pay your entry fee.
Do you get a good crowd for that in Coal City, home of the Coalers?
Home of the Coalers? We get a pretty good crowd. We The teams are eight people to a table, and we typically draw 12 to 15 teams.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it wild? Because I've been to one parish trivia night in my life, and it really kind of frightened me.
It's kind of drunk.
Not kind of drunk, but they typically all dress up in costumes.
Well, that's on the way.
I would have to be to do that.
Drunk and in a costume.
Well, they have an open bar. They have a bar.
I know they do.
Do they have generalized
questions, right? Like different categories?
We have 10 categories and then a tiebreaker category, and I'm the person who writes the questions along with being your master of ceremonies, along with my wife, Melissa. We MC it, and she and I write the questions.
All right, hold on a second, Don. Nikki, you're on WGN Radio. How are you, Nikki?
Hi, guys. I, too, host a trivia night. I host a regular one, though. It's every Tuesday in Mount Greenwood on the south side of Chicago.
Sure.
And it's $10 a team, and the kitty gets pretty big. I mean, this past Tuesday, the winner took home $115. So, and it's always general because, if you have one team that comes to play and they don't know enough about Harry Potter and another team that doesn't know Game of Thrones, but so I usually do 10 questions. There's three rounds, so I have three questions in 10 different categories. So I always do a name that tune, a name that movie, this day in history, stuff like that.
Can you give me a question from one of your recent, trivia nights?
So because tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Our final question was, what company made their spacesuits? So nobody got it.
Wait. That company's still in existence? It's a company whose name?
I cross my heart, hope to die, they really are.
Was it Maytag?
No.
Was it Levi's? Levi Strauss?
Oh. No.
No, maybe it's a rocket company like, Grumman, the people that made the rocket, Grumman.
No.
Was it Firestone?
No, you're nowhere close.
Well, thank you very much.
Cross my heart and hope to die. That's your clue.
Oh, cross my heart and hope to die. Cross the American Red Cross.
No, cross your heart bra. Who made that?
Oh, Playtex.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Playtex bras.
So do you think, did you give that as a hint when you did it for trivia night?
I did, but they didn't realize it was a hint.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Nikki. I appreciate your call. That's humiliating.
So see how we just worked together there? I didn't have Playtex in my mind. You figured it out.
If they give us the answer, we can get it every time. All right, we need to go to the newsroom. Steve, you'll do that from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, the stories that matter next, and we'll put together a trivia night somewhere else.
Thinking big thoughts. So you don't have to.
All together now.
Here's John Williams.
Let's just stay cool, calm, and collected. We're going to get through this. It's not going to last forever, and you'll be able to tell your grandkids you were there when it was real hot and sticky in Chicago. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio until 3, and on Saturdays, 10 to noon. Next Saturday, you want a cool thought? Blackhawks Convention. The Blackhawks Convention is next Saturday. It's always a summer affair, but it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because you think hockey cold, and it's going to be really hot maybe next weekend, and it'll be the Blackhawks Convention. We will broadcast live from there on Saturday. A lot of the shows will be doing things out there. Steve, this texter says from 815, I'm sitting here in Berwyn waiting for two trains. It just hit 100 degrees. I presume that's on your dashboard thermometer. Call and tell me how warm it is wherever you are. What's the hottest reading we can get here? John, think just 6 months ago we had record cold weather. That means we are today 120 degrees warmer than we were 6 months ago. 630. John, why are you freaking out about these warm temperatures that are only about 2 weeks a year? This is a very common weather pattern in the Southwest, in Arizona or Nevada. Why am I freaking out about this? Well, I'm not freaking out about this, but yeah, it's worth noting because you can't grow corn in Nevada. If you want to eat beans or corn or have food in the world, if it's like this all of the time, everywhere in the Midwest, we will die. And I'm not an alarmist. Why are you freaking out about it? It's only good. I just said that in the warmest summer we ever had, 2012, or in July, which is on its on a pace to be like the summer of 2012, the average temperature was only 4 degrees warmer than the average temperature. It was 4 degrees warmer than average. Doesn't that make the case to you that when we hear about climate, just a couple of degrees is really significant? 4 would be the hottest summer you've ever had in your life. I'll stop. 224. The guy who did the trivia for the Tribune app runs a pub quiz at Diamond Jim's in East Dundee every Thursday night. John, your category, if you guys did a WGN trivia challenge, could be books and authors. 630 says, John, you and Nick, you would need Nick DiGilio. Yeah, Nick would be very good on your trivia team. His knowledge of movies, music, TV is outstanding. 630, I'd come and watch that trivia night, the WGN Radio All-Stars taking on. And here's the thing. You don't have to be a team of all-stars. You could just be some schlubs like me, just people who are like, I don't know. What? You could be one of those guys. Just come and have some fun. We'll have some snacks. 630, CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley did a story this past week about the four ladies who made the spacesuits. You can find the link on their Facebook page. They previously made bras. I did not know that the Apollo 11 spacesuits were made by Playtex. And 219 said, a good contest in trivia would be the best team from 10 different trivia nights to be in a competition with each other at a place hosted by WGN. That'd be fun. So we do it each night. Say we do it every Saturday night, and then whoever wins that night then goes to the finals, and we'll do several of them, and then we'll finally have the finals. Sort of like we used to do the College Bowl, and then you have the champions from all of the weeks in the finals, and that would be kind of fun, too. All good ideas. None of them will require work by me. I'll pass this on to people who do work here. Our news click at WGNradio.com. Brent Christensen received a life sentence for kidnapping and killing Chinese scholar Yingying Zhang. We asked you how you felt about that, and you had two choices. The death penalty, 6 out of 10. 4 out of 10 said life sentence. He gets a life sentence. Are we taking this call? Kathy, you're on WGN Radio. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I just heard you say the television. I'm in Janesville, Wisconsin, and it's 96. But the reason why I was calling was... on your news just a few minutes ago, Trump once again said that the woman congressperson should apologize to him. And I just don't understand, and it's almost like a waste of my breath, why he thinks he should have an apology said to him, but he does not take any responsibility for all the disgusting things that he has been saying for the last 3 years, even during the election proceedings. I just think it's unbelievable. It's like he thinks he's a king and people should bow and apologize to the way he acts, but he doesn't have any ability to reflect on what he sounds like. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks for calling. I know it's distressing. You know, I think we all have different takeaways from what's happening lately. One for me has been that if you are unhappy with this country and if you don't like this president, that's not being un-American. You can be upset. You can be angry. You can even say, I don't like the United States right now. Be you a Democrat, a Republican, or in between. Imagine if you're in between. Then you don't even have a dog in the hunt. There's nothing un-American about that. And trying to make it better, there's nothing un-American about that. And if your religion or your color are different than that of the majority, that doesn't make your views any less legitimate or your efforts any less sincere. I don't understand that part of it either. This is interesting. We're not going to dwell on this. But this, you just kind of catch everybody up. So the president did those tweets over the weekend. I don't know what motivated him, but he decided to take on those four women Congress members and He said that if they don't like this country, they should go back to where they came from. It was kind of funny because Kellyanne Conway was asked about that, and they said, one of the reporters, where does the president want them to go back to? And she said, well, he said where they came from originally, meaning, of course, not Ohio, but maybe wherever their native ancestry is, as though that's a satisfactory answer. And in fact, Kellyanne was lying. The president said nothing of the kind. He did not say where they came from originally. He said they should go back to where they came from, period. Anyway, afterwards, the president's at a rally in North Carolina. North Carolina, this is a blot on you. And this is what happened.
Al-Qaeda makes you proud. You don't speak that way about America. And obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
So I'll turn that down. You can cue up the next one, Ashley. So for 13 seconds, they chant, send her back. The president has since tried to remove himself from that. Stephen Colbert had, I think, a pretty interesting take on the president's distancing himself from the chanting crowd. By the way, that crowd in North Carolina, it was sold out. There was about 8,000 people there. I don't know if people were standing outside, but there was about 8,000 folks there in North Carolina, and not all of them were chanting, send her back. If you watch the video, you don't see all of them saying it, but enough of them did, you could sure hear it. This is Colbert's take.
So you'll tell your supporters never to say
that? Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
Wow. Wow, Trump supporters, did you see him throw you under the bus? Wow. Probably not, since you have a tire on your face right now.
No, it's so obvious, but I actually didn't put that two and two together. So while now he's distancing himself, wait a minute. If you're one of those people who took time out of your day to go sit in a hot arena in North Carolina and you got so motivated by this guy that you even started spontaneously chanting, or maybe you were encouraged by members of Trump's staff, but there you were chanting, send her back. And then he says, well, I wasn't happy with it. How about some love for the home team here? We were doing all the heavy lifting. This is perfect, by the way, if you're Trump, because you get to have your cake and eat it. You get to lead, if you will, silently, this ugly chant, but you can distance yourself from it because your lips never moved. And then you can say afterwards, I wasn't happy about it. I've seen people who are unhappy for 13 seconds, and they act differently on stage than the way the president acted when those people were chanting, lock her up. Pardon me, it used to be that. He's got a replacement for Hillary now. It's these four congresswomen, and the chant is send them back, and that doesn't seem to be going away. It's 2:21 on WGN. The guy that runs Shake Shack said something interesting about minimum wage. The guy that runs Shake Shack said something interesting about minimum wage. And I want to get to that in just a couple of seconds. You know what? Let's just pause, and we'll pick it up here in a minute on WGN. Just like the media, John, President Trump's statement was taken out of context. Please be fair and read his full statement. I can. I don't have it in front of me, but you all know what he said. He said if they don't like it in this country, they can go back to where they came from and then fix those countries, figure out how to fix those countries, and then come back, as though he was trying to be realistic or practical when he said that. No, the import of that statement isn't, let's go fix your country and then come back. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about get out of here because we don't want you here. That's what he was saying. Sure, that's the full context of the statement, or the full text of the statement. It is not the subtext or context of the statement. It is not what he is saying.
The other thing is, they're not from there, right?
Well, they're black, Steve. They should just go to a place where there's black people. They should go to the countries where their heritage is, and then they should really think about that. This was the big take on Fox News. They said, it's out of context. The mainstream media won't tell you, but we will. Do you think that the point the president was making was to literally have these elected congresswomen go to countries they're not really even from, solve those countries' problems in Africa, and then come back to the United States in, I don't know, a couple centuries? Is that what he was suggesting? Or is he really saying you just need to go away because we don't like you? I'll let you figure that out on your own. John, Trump is doing this because of the Epstein case. He's deflecting, per usual. Long piece in Vanity Fair's Hive this morning I read about this Epstein case. You know what? This is huge. This thing is going to spill names that you will recognize and some you won't. And some of them may be named Bill Clinton, and some of them may be named Donald Trump. You don't know who all of them are, but the distance that a lot of people want to be putting between Epstein and themselves is considerable right now in New York, Washington, D.C., and South Florida. John, I really don't think anybody should sit there and say, I don't like the United States right now, only because so many people have died for this country. I'll meet you here. I think it would be easier to sell your criticism of the United States if you would include some of the things you do like about this country. I love this country, and they are doing this often, but maybe they should make a better effort out of it. But say, here's what I like about this country, and here's why I'm so disappointed in X, Y, and Z. But maybe you should preface it with that. That's just good salesmanship.
Right. So you make it more palatable?
Yeah.
But remember how the president came to power by talking about how lousy this country was, right? That's how he...
Yeah.
He voiced the grievances of a lot of people about... And
his inaugural address,
he talked about carnage.
That was dystopian.
And so he's criticizing these congresswomen for really taking a similar approach that he did.
A page from his book, as it were. The irony of all of that is, I don't think anybody can beat him at that game, right? A, none of these women are running for president, so none of them are an opponent. You know, Stephen, the Mincing Rascals podcast, I sense the room getting a little agitated at my observation that these women are hitting way above their average right now. They are freshman congresswomen who don't have that much say, no more than any other congressperson, and there happens to be 535 of them, 435 in the House. Their influence is getting greatly exaggerated by Fox News, WGN Radio, and everything in between. And the president is the beneficiary of that. And these ladies probably know that, but they don't care because they've got their own agenda. They're representing their own constituents. So if this screws the Democratic contenders in the next presidential election, I don't get the feeling it matters to any of the four of them that much. The spotlight's on them, and I don't think they mind it in some ways.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you there. I mean, I think they would be all in favor of a Democrat winning the White House.
Yeah, but I ask them, do you think this turmoil is helping the president's cause or not? I'll answer first. I think it's helping the president's cause.
Well, I think it is. I think he's going to try to make these four or this one the picture of the Democratic Party as he runs for re-election. That's what he's doing.
Whew, said Hillary Clinton somewhere.
Did he ever tell her to go back where she's from?
No, he did not. And your point about that is?
She's white.
So let's do this. It's 2:28. We'll pause here. By the way, the Mincing Rascals this week was the extended dance version. We went about 48 minutes. The Mincing Rascals podcast.
How many minutes too long, do you think?
About, we normally go 35. We share the studio, the Mincing Rascals, with the Steve Bertrand...
business lunch.
Business lunch.
Glad you listened. Business lunch. Thank you very much.
So while we're recording it, Stephen Ben Awakenight, his wonderful producer, always going, okay, let's go. You guys, we got to have the studio. So we always wrap it up quicker than we want. This week, we had the studio to ourselves for as long as we wanted. And now I was like, oh, we can go longer. So we went about 12, 15 more minutes, which was about 12 or 15 too long. We'll pause here. And I wanted to talk about the minimum wage and what the guy said at, what was the company? The CEO and founder of Shake Shack. And we'll do this another day, but he's for $15 an hour. He thinks $15 an hour is about right. We'll do that on Monday. Just a couple of quick texts I wanted to mention because we're getting these. King John, go back to the districts they were representing. The president was saying help the people in their districts. Another texter says, King John, he said send them back to the districts that they work on.
No, he didn't.
I'm looking at the text and it says these congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, with hardly any functioning government at all, viciously telling the people of the United States how our government is to be run, why don't they go back and help fix their totally broken, crime-infested places from which they came.
If people tell you they were talking about districts, they're lying to you.
Yeah, if that's the read you're getting, if that's the spin you're getting, fine, but that is simply not what happened. And then the third page of the president's tweet is, these places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure Pelosi would be happy to quickly work out the travel arrangements. Thank you, Steve. Pay attention to that. Watch your pets. Make sure the kids are out of the car. You've got old folks you know who maybe don't have access to cooling or just company. It would be a good day to check on them, too. This is something to be taking seriously. 103, 108, that's what it feels like. Those are scary temperatures. Somebody texted in a little while ago. Before we just go to our fun things to do, they said, John, our heat experiences are even worse in this area because we've lost so many trees to, among other things, emerald ash borer. The forests really do mitigate climate issues, but we're not hearing as much about that. When that bug first hit the news, please, please remind people it's important to plant trees and shrubs on days like this. It helps people to make that connection. Thank you. What a good text. What a helpful idea. Thank you for that. I think we're ready. 3, 2, 1, hit it. This is WGN on Fridays. We'll give you some fun things to do. All right, Ash, why are we doing this?
All right, so here we have Train, but Google Dolls and Train are both going to be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Chicago, or in Tinley Park, rather, on Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. So that's quite a lineup. Those are two very big bands, very excited. I'm actually going, so I'm really excited.
Digging this. What do you like in Lauren Lapp? Oh, you know this song? You're singing
it. Oh, yeah.
Along.
Reminds me of college, actually.
That's what Ash was saying. Remember this song? I go, yeah, not as well as you guys. All right, what have you got? What's right. Something fun to do from Lauren Lapko?
Another very big music festival going on this weekend, the Pitchfork Music Festival. So a large variety of bands. I'm talking like more than 40. And an expected 60,000 people attending. There's going to be 50 vendors there. And this is over on Randolph, and it will close down Ogden. Between Ogden and Lake, and both Washington and Warren are closed between Ogden and Ashland. So a lot of closures for this, a lot of people, a lot of bands, and tickets are about $95 to $400, depending on what you want to get, depending on how many days you want to go, but it's going to be huge.
Goo Goo Dolls, by the way, send those kids off with water, Mom and Dad. Send those kids off with water. Goo Goo Dolls and Train, we mentioned that. Let me just mention the Cubs versus the Padres in Humboldt Park near South Lagoon all day. Cubs versus San Diego Padres in Humboldt Park. In Humboldt Park? Cubs versus the Padres. They don't play in Humboldt Park near South Lagoon all day Saturday. But I'm not sure what this is.
I think the word you're looking for is Wrigley Field.
The Cubs and Padres are in town. Also, the Sky Basketball. I should read these before I say them on the radio. Chicago Sky Basketball, WNBA. It's at Wintrust Arena. The Sky plays indoors under air conditioning. Sunday, July 21st, 5 p.m. Eventbrite's got tickets for you. What have you got?
There's also this one I'm really excited about, the Chalk Art Festival. So this is 11 to 8 tomorrow. And so over on Howard Street, a bunch of chalk artists will be putting out 2D and 3D kind of just displays, and people get to walk around the street and check out all these different art displays. It's completely free, and it's amazing. I don't know if you've seen some of these before. They'll have ones that really mess with your mind. It looks like stairs going down into
right.
the
road.
Yeah,
right. Looks like a hole or something.
Yeah.
Whoa, it is
so
chalk.
Cool.
Where do they do this again?
So this is going to be over on Howard between Ashland and Paulina on Saturday, so by Rogers Park over there.
Speaking of art, Art Institute's block party at the Art Institute in Chicago is Sunday starting at 10:30 in the morning. All kinds of fun things and good things to eat and drink. It's at the Art Institute. Tickets available at their website, artic.edu.
Now, this is another thing right up my alley. The Chicago Craft Beer Festival. That's going to be 12 to 10, both Saturday and Sunday. And Illinois alone, you know, is home to more than 200 of the nation's 4,000 plus microbreweries. So you're going to be able to sample all kinds of different local and regional and national breweries, 70 alone specialty beers. So a lot of fun things to do there. And there's a bunch of different ways that you can kind of pay for tickets. It's going to be drink ticket related, but a lot of fun over there. And that's going to be over on Lincoln. So between Addison and Roscoe.
New Lion King movie is at your local movie theater.
Ooh,
starting today with Beyonce, Danny Glover, Billy Eichner, Seth Rogen, and many more. Did you see, by the way, just off topic, we'll go to the bright side in a second, but have you seen the trailer for the...
Top Gun?
Yes.
Yes, how did I know? Yes.
The movie does not come out until next July.
Yeah, it's going to be
Is it next July? Yeah, I think it's next July.
Oh, I think it's June 26th, from what I remember.
Yeah,
because we were geeking out about this. Kevin thankfully shared it, and then I saw that he shared it, and I was like, oh my God, he's like, I know.
I haven't been this excited for a movie in a long time.
I'm surprised because that you got, how old were you guys? Do you remember, the first
Top Gun? He was a huge crush of mine as a child because of that movie.
Top Gun came out before I was even born, but it just was one of those movies that you kind of watch. It's just around. I don't know. I had the cool little bomber jacket as a kid.
Me
and my brothers had those like leather bomber fighter pilot jackets. I don't know what it is about Top Gun. I've watched the trailer at least 100 times.
I remember listening to the soundtrack and just running around my living room, dancing to the music.
Yeah, it's a fun soundtrack. By the way, just a little note of trivia. I mentioned earlier that I'm going back with my wife to her class reunion. The valedictorian, Brenda, I apologize if I'm getting this wrong, but I think it's right. The valedictorian of her class from Pekin Community High School was the actual Top Gun pilot who flew for Tom Cruise.
What?
Because, like, hard as it is to believe, you know, Cruise does his own stunts. He was flying that plane. They had somebody else flying, and he was sitting second seat. It was a guy from Pekin, Illinois.
That
it
is
was,
so cool. Phew,
and Tom Cruise hasn't aged a minute. He looks the exact same as he did. I watched Top Gun last night because I was so pumped. I'm like, he basically looks the same.
And he's a weird duck.
He's a strange dude.
I got no time to hate for him. You work out your thing, man. But you're fun to watch on movies.
And all his movies bring in a ton of dough.
Yeah.
Still a hit in Hollywood.
So a year from now, we'll be having this conversation and we'll be going to see the movie. I think in the meantime, we're going to go see the Cats movie. Have you seen that thing?
No, but I just heard about the trailer, and there's some big stars in there.
Yeah, I know that. But it's
what movie?
It's Cats. You know the Broadway play?
Go Cats.
Not that one. It's not about Dave Enid. It's not about Dave
Enid. I would watch something, though, about Dave Enid.
Dave Enid story, Cats. And then you go, wait, they're singing and dancing.
Pat Fitzgerald shows up.
Bunch of...
gives a speech to the crowd.
Stop. Never mind.
Sorry.
Commercial break coming your way. The Bright Side of Life is next. 312-981-7200. Call right now or text.
Oh, so great.
So thank you for that. And by the way, the Bright Side of Life segment is sponsored by our friends at the Joint Relief Institute. The Joint Relief Institute also paid for those big league pins that say Bright Side on them. Those big league pins you can get any way you want at bigleaguepins.com. They sent us some Chicago Pride flags, which are awesome. We want to know why you're smiling. Here we go.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
Counting on you, Kevin. You're ready, right?
Other things just make you swear and curse.
I want to put the pressure on you.
When you're chewing on life's gristle.
I get butterflies for this.
Grumble. Give a whistle.
We all sing this song.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Whistling solo coming up. You'll be wanting to listen to that. Here we go. Always
look on the bright side of life.
That was a good one. We got off to a hot start.
Two for two. That was very impressive.
Oh, man. Jolly rotten.
I've been practicing.
And that's to love.
You notice what he did. He started to whistle before the first
one. That helps me. It kind of gets me into the mood. So I got to figure it out. Yeah,
it's a running start. Right. It's not a bad idea. Here we go. On Fridays, we want to know some good news in your world while you're smiling. Kevin, you're on a roll there. What's some good news?
I've got a tee time set for 2:51 tomorrow afternoon, John. That's my bright side. Golf.
Into the WGN Radio newsroom. Hey, Kim, you playing along?
I'm always playing along. I will be kayaking down the Chicago River on Sunday.
I heard you say that. That sounds like so much fun to me.
So much fun. I can't wait.
Have a great, fun weekend with your friends. How about you, Lauren Lapka?
My bright side is I will not be lacking any air conditioning this weekend.
She's happy for air conditioning. My bright side is the disclaimer at the end of the commercial we heard just about 90 seconds ago. It's the highlight of my weekend. Always look on the right side of life. All right, here we go. Carl, you're on WGN. Give me some good news, Carl. Why are you happy this weekend?
Hey, John, right out of the box today. Hey, John, number one, if you haven't got enough of Gators, go see the movie Crawl. But mainly, I'm going to see Michael Bublé at the Allstate Arena tomorrow night. So.
We're out of town this weekend. My wife is very sorry because otherwise we would have been joining you. Have a great time at that.
Stay cool, Jewel. Look on the
bright side. Hey, Matt, why are you smiling? You're on WGN.
Well, John, my birthday was Wednesday. I'm 32. I got hit by a car on my birthday. Got rear-ended going 40 miles an hour. I'm okay. My car's okay. The car looked like it exploded. And I have 27 days until my first vacation in 3 years.
27 days.
Oh, wow.
Listen, you've been counting down your vacation, your first vacation in a long time for several weeks. Now don't go getting in crashes and hurt. You're not going to be able to enjoy your vacation.
Oh, I plan on not getting crashed into anytime soon, I promise.
All right, oh boy. Always look on the rock. Counting down to Matt's vacation and gets in a terrible crash. He's okay. That's his bright side. What have you got?
630, their bright side. They just ordered their Chance the Snapper bobblehead.
I was going to mention that this week, but I thought we're all so sick and tired of the Chance the Snapper stories, I didn't mention them. Did you see the Chance the Snapper bobbleheads?
I did. I didn't know there was anything more than the shirts.
I'm a little disappointed in
it. You don't like it?
It's okay. It's okay.
That's true. But a gator is going to be hard to make a bobblehead, I guess. Always look on
the bright side. Hey, Fran, give me some good news. Why are you smiling?
2 weeks from today, John, my husband and I are going to be on a river cruise from Paris to Normandy with yours truly and your wife.
Yeah, no kidding. Are you just as excited about that every day as we are right now?
Absolutely. We've been excited for a year.
Have you signed up for any of your excursions yet?
We just got our documents yesterday, yeah. So we haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Go online, sign up. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Lauren Lapka, go.
Now, this is impressive. 312 got a 5-mile trail run in, reunited a lost dog with its owner, all before 10 a.m. Oh, my goodness.
Patrick, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling?
John, I'm on my way to the store to get some steak kebabs. I'm going to go home, and me and my beautiful wife are going to jump in the pool and cook out tonight and have a great time.
Hey, I want you to hold on. I'm going to give you some of those Bright Side of Life pins, okay?
You got it.
All right, hold on. Thank you, Patrick. Congrats. I'm glad. Scott, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling?
How are you doing, John? I'd like to get on the list if they need a fourth for 251 tomorrow. And then, 11, next week it'll be 11-year sober because I have a family with us.
Oh, that's right. Hey, I've already given you a Bright Side of Life pin, haven't I?
No.
Oh, Scott, you've got one now. How many do you need? Two, three? What can I do for you?
Sure, three's great.
All right, I got three Bright Side of Life pins for you. Hold on, talk to Ashley off the air. Go, Lauren Lapka.
847 is smiling because they're on their way to see a friend visiting from Japan that they have missed so much. So always look
on the bright side of life. Hey, Lynn, you're on WGN. Give me some good news. Why are you smiling?
Oh, our good news is our daughter-in-law became a U.S. citizen today.
How about that?
It's a long process. She's been here 15 years with a student visa, a work visa, a green card, and today she's a citizen.
Tell her welcome to the show. We're so glad, and best wishes to y'all.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you know what? Every citizen of the United States gets a Bright Side of Life pin. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I'd love one for her.
Here we go. Happy silly chumps. Hey, we're out of time. Look at that. It's 2:57. You got to run down the hall and go visit with Rokan and
company.
That
I do.
Thank you, Lauren Lapka.
Thank you.
Thank you all for calling and texting. That's The Bright Side of Life, sponsored by JRI. We do it on Fridays.